Hey there, Mr. Serica from Intelligent Phone Fantasy, talking about cuckold cum sluts today. Look how far you've come, cuckold cum slut. Why, there are days when you remember when you're not a cuckold cum slut, aren't you? You're a pretty typical guy. But those days of you remembering when you weren't a cuckold cum slutter, far and few in between now. Most days, your mind is focused on one thing. Well, two, actually. One is pleasing me. The other is how you are going to get more cum. You know, the former leads to the latter. When I'm pleased, you get that cum. But looking back at your journey, which came first, the cuckold or the cum slut? When you're thinking of those days before you were my cuckold cum slut, you crave to eat your cum. You didn't know if your craving for cum eating was kinky or crazy, and that's how you came to me, with these erotic desires of eating your own cum. But you could never seem to do the dirty deed yourself. Like many, once that glorious orgasm was achieved, that cum never made it to your mouth. It's the typical catch-22 for a wannabe cum slut. But that ended with me. You ate your cum for me. Your mind was blown. Not only are you befuddled regarding how I managed to get that first tasty load in your mouth, but you can't stop thinking about it. You use words like enchanted, hooked, so fucked when thinking what we accomplished together. And you began to crave more and more cum. So definitely the cum slut came first. Now your cuckold evolution. So you're spiraling down that rabbit hole and enjoying the feeling of being a naughty cum slut for me. Once you ate that cum, your mind and fantasies exploded, didn't they? And your addiction grew. Your newfound freedom with me, the freedom which allows your mind to crave more. But there's only so much cum you can make, isn't there? What a conundrum, cum slut. The more you cum in a day, the less cum there is. And your new cravings demand more. And I suggest in my teasing way, well, you know, there is a way to get more cum. Your cock twitches and swells at what erotic thoughts I must be having. I tell you about a very special friend I have, and I tell you I'll see what I can do. A few days later, when I come home, you get a special little treat. With a hot cream pie, your destiny is at the proverbial door. I lay back, looking at pictures of his